We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Ryan Belangi. Joining me is Luis Pacheco to talk about Tuesday's six-game Champions League slate on DraftKings. We will get into that in a second. But first, are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and have actual utility? Try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on SoRare. That's SoRare.com. Okay, Luis, how's it going? Are you ready for this Champions League slate tomorrow? Another slate where we have Bayern Munich as big home favorites. How are you seeing the slate overall?
Every Bayern slate, prices are higher for the, you know, no Lewandowski pieces. So it makes it a little bit more, I think it's going to be a little bit more diverse, but overall it's like a matter of you want Lewandowski or not. And lastly, you have some reasonable prices in Villarreal. I think away a young boys. This time it's the same, a little bit higher though. Sevilla Lille has decent prices, but again, that seems to be very few goals. So it's a matter of like, hey, you want floor or you want upside? So we'll see. So, but very similar, you know, like, hey, if you want Lewandowski or not, it's like, if you don't have it, if he doesn't score, you're good. If he scores, you're done. So,
yeah. So real quickly, Bayern Munich, -533 favorites at home to Benfica, who they beat 4-0 2 weeks ago. And then we have Villarreal, -192 favorites at home to Young Boys. Sevilla, -160. Barcelona, -144. Juventus, -180. So after Bayern Munich, we have about four favorites in a similar range. And then the Atalanta-Manchester United game, which, you know, both teams are plus money. United's +127, a little bit of a favorite. And that game has the second highest total behind the Bayern Munich game. You mentioned that, yeah, the prices for the other Bayern Munich pieces not named Lewandowski were a little bit more expensive. At least from a cash perspective, does that lead you to consider Lewandowski? Would you rather play Sané? Would you rather play somebody else? I mean, what are you thinking?
Well, I think that, I'm afraid playing Sané at that price is a little bit high. Just, with Kimmich playing, he doesn't have set pieces. And again, you know, like, we don't know what Bayern is going to play. I mean, we expect them to be full strength. But before, it's kind of like a, you know, Gnabry kind of rest and Sané kind of rest because Coleman was injured. Musiala, they don't want to put it much in the, you know, in the big matches. But Gnabry, I think, was rested this weekend. I mean, he played a little bit. And so I expect him to start. So on the other side, Sané and Coman probably switch each other. So I'm afraid of Sané. I'd rather, and at that price, I'd rather go play Dybala. I think even Memphis Depay looks expensive to me at 11.7. But if you're going to go, I mean, between Lewandowski and Sané, at those prices, I think I have to keep Lewandowski. It's just, it's much more upside for a team than just scores goals like it's no tomorrow. So,
yeah, you know, I think I agree with you. Sané, 10.5 just seems like a lot. When he was 9.5, it was, you know, 9.5, okay, like, that's enough of a difference. I mean, he still has a lot of upside, you know, 3 goals, 2 assists in his last, you know, 2 Champions League games. But yeah, I think you're right with Coleman back and Gnabry there. Like, his playing time is a little bit less secure too, I guess, at least the chances of him playing 90 minutes. I don't know. I agree with you though. I think Dybala would be my first forward in. Is that kind of where you're at?
Yeah, I think so too. I think Dybala at home, Juventus doing really bad. They need a spark. So at that price with set pieces and on the upside, I also probably can take penalty shots. So yeah, definitely Dybala probably the first one in my lineup, especially at home with what salary. Then you see the comparables, right? Like Memphis Depay, 11.7 seems high. And then it's like even Danjuma on Villarreal is 8.3. So it's not a much different between Dybala and Danjuma. So I think Dybala probably the first guy in.
Yeah.
You
mentioned Depay, 11.7 and Dybala's 9.3. You know, they seem sort of similar. You know, they're both going to take most of the set pieces and play a similar role. That's a big price difference, 2,400. What do you think about Depay in general? I know you mentioned him. I think that's too much.
I mean, I like it. I know that Barcelona needs the points. You know, they are kind of like in the verge. They finally sack Koeman as a new coach coming. Potentially Xavi. But you know, it will be a real failure if they failed to qualify to the Champions League, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they need the points. It's not an easy place to play in Ukraine. You know, he had upside, but Barcelona's not scoring many goals. And I feel that, you know, to pay that price for him when you have Dybala, it's a little bit hard, you know. I think between Memphis and Lewandowski, I mean, you can compare them. But still, Lewandowski is the more upside. So, you know, I feel Depay is going to be kind of like a leverage play for most people, especially for the salary. Like, it's just 12,000 for someone away from home and a team that's not scoring as many goals. It's really tough to swallow. So,
yeah, it is. And I'm looking at his game log here. Makes, you know, I shouldn't write him off so quickly. He's played 90 minutes in every match but one this season. I was going to say it's not the Depay that, you know, we roster for the Netherlands, but it is similar to that. I mean, he's been putting up big scores, scored a goal over the weekend, lots of crosses, double-digit crosses in 3 straight games, 3 out of the last 4 games, but the other one was 9 crosses. So, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, you make a good point. That's a good leverage play because, you know, a matchup against Kiev, they were pretty dominant against Kiev last time, even though they only scored 1 goal. I think Depay for leverage is always a good option, especially when Barcelona's favored. But the other Munich piece, it seems like Kingsley Coman might start. Would you go there for 8,000?
I like Coleman if he starts over Sané, obviously. I mean, I just everybody's expensive. Like, I mean, if you play Lewandowski, it's hard to play anyone else on Bayern. Mm-hmm. But if you want, I mean, I think Coleman for 8,000 is something you can stomach. I'm not pretty happy about it because I'd rather play Dybala or someone else. You know, if you want some upside, just Bayern is you know they're going to score goals. I mean, you don't know where they're coming from, but you know, like, I mean, well, you know they're probably Lewandowski scoring, but everybody else is a little bit like, I mean, do I want to play Dybala or do I want to play Coman? I think I'd rather play Dybala. Do I mean anyone else? I mean, anyone else is kind of like sketchy. Like, you know, I don't feel confident with Coman at those prices, but that's the problem with the slate, right? Like, you either get Bayern, and if they score 5 goals, you're done. And if they don't, well, you hope that you guys do better, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can might try to go, like, for example, like, there's Bruno, midfielder, that you might want to take a look at, especially at home. Atalanta's a team that, you know, he already lead them up. So, you know, Atalanta's a team that, you know, it's a game that's going to be is the most balanced on the outside, but it's probably the one with the most upside. I feel they have the most goals. So,
yeah, I made a mistake not playing Bruno on the last 28 floor points ended up with, which, yeah, it's pretty crazy. You can see that game sort of going the same way. It's got a good chance to be back and forth like that again, I think.
Yeah, me too. I think so too. So that's another thing. Like, you want to play for Coman or maybe keep some money for Bruno or even, you know, for Ronaldo. You know, Ronaldo's going to score. We're going to strive to score. So, you know, I feel that at those prices, it's hard to consider Kingsley Coman. I mean, under 7, you can say, yes, that makes sense because he can get an assist or something like that. But, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody else with Lewandowski at that price is just too much.
Yeah, I think I guess if you're not going to play Lewandowski, I wouldn't mind pairing Dybala with Coman. Like, 4,500 salary differences is pretty significant if you can use it. And I see Coman scored in back-to-back games in the Bundesliga. So, yeah, I don't know. There's some upside. There's some upside there. At least he's the cheapest by far of all four Bayern strikers, whoever they're going to be, whether it's Gnabry, Müller, Sané. I mean, it's pretty good savings if you want to still get some Bayern exposure.
Yeah, and then you have Müller as well. Müller is probably the most leveraged play because he's the one that's less roster. He had an amazing great game this weekend, but, you know, it's just, hey, it's a Bayern slate. Bayern slate are tough. At least we don't have Chelsea to deal with because that's right. Complicated. So.
Yeah, Muller's the guy that most people are probably this way, but he's the Bayern guy that I almost never roster. So there's a lot of leverage possibility there. Yeah, you said he had a good game this weekend, 3 assists and a goal, I think.
He had no floor whatsoever, so it's hard to roster at those numbers, but he keeps delivering, right? So.
Yeah.
I think for this late, I think it's either Lewandowski. I like Coman at that. I think Sané is hard to justify at that price. Is Gnabry stars on? I mean, is Coman and Sané? You can say that Gnabry is probably going to come sometime. I don't know who he's going to replace. I mean, you guys make your own forecasts and decisions. I feel that, you know, none of them is going to have more than 60 minutes, especially Bayern is just a. I mean, I think they are just cruising. They don't need much more than winning this game. That's it, I think. So,
yeah, I think you're right, and that's probably another point for Lewandowski, because he usually plays 90 in most of these spots, even when they don't need him to. You know, he likes to just keep padding that goal scoring record of his, and they leave him out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay then. What about cheaper forwards? Is there anyone catching your eye or any team you're looking to target?
Sadly, I didn't see anything good. Like, I mean, I look at Rafa Mir at 6.2 or 6.7. I'm not sure now.
6.2 Rafa Mir.
Yeah. So he's not bad. Everybody else was expensive. Like I like Elia on Young Boys, but he's 6,000, so it's hard to swallow that as a way forward. I didn't find anyone I like in a regional price tag. I mean, even Jeremy Pino is 6.9, and that's just, it's hard to pay 6.9 for anyone that is not in Bayern. So, you know, if
right.
I couldn't find anything under 5K, even like I like. I mean, like a. Just couldn't find anything. Did you see anyone?
Yeah, I don't mind I wouldn't mind Rafa Mir either. I've seen some things that says it's going to be En-Nesyri instead at center forward. You know, Sevilla, is there a worse team right now for DFS than Sevilla? It seems like two of their attackers are coming off at halftime, like, you know, almost every game. If I knew who was going to play 90 minutes on Sevilla, I think they'd be a good play. Like, Ocampos is cheap. Like, this is a good matchup. The problem is you just don't know who to play.
Frustrating. Yeah, it's so frustrating. It's like Atletico Madrid. They are very frustrating because you just don't know who is going to play. I mean, they use the five subs and change everybody but the defender. So it's just tough to play anyone, even and everybody's taking corner kicks, so it's just not easy to guess who is the good piece here. So yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think Rafa Mir, I mean, and now that you mentioned, I thought that En-Nesyri was still out, but if he's back, that in that case he's just, oh, I don't want 60 minutes of Rafa Mir, I need 90. So
right. Yeah, I think En-Nesyri, I think he would have second or third highest goal scoring odds, third highest goal scoring odds, tied with Depay and Ronaldo. So it's like a cheaper option for a goal in tournaments, at least. And then Villarreal. I was looking at Villarreal too. I was on Jeremy Pino with you the last slate, but that was when he was 5,300 and 69 is a lot. But it looks like Moreno is going to be out. And so I think Alcacer doesn't seem bad for 6,600. I mean, as a tournament play, you know?
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, it's for 6,000. I mean, it just feel that, you know, rather play the good forwards and try to save money with the defenders. There are several defenders you can play that, you know, for 4.6 can give you a decent return instead of gamble at forward. I mean, that's my approach. Like, I feel that anything under, I mean, let's say, anything under Rafa Mir or Ocampos, all those guys on 6,000 is gambling. And, you know, for 6,000, you can get a decent midfield and you can get a very good defender. So just don't do it. I mean, I would rather spend money at forward. I mean, Dybala, Lewandowski, Ronaldo, Koeman, or whatever. And if you want to go as low, I mean, Rafa Mir doesn't look bad. I don't know if Suso is going to play. I saw Lamela, but, you know, Suso, how much is Suso? 6,000. Well, Suso and 6,000 is not that bad, but it's just 45 minutes. It's just they have so many choices. I mean, it's good for the coach, I guess, but it's not good for us. So,
right. Yeah, no, I agree. I think spending up at forward's the way to go. Yeah, you mentioned there's some cheap defender options. I agree, and we'll get to that. So, yeah, let's go to midfield. You mentioned Bruno. We talked about Bruno a little bit. So what are you thinking at the top of midfield?
I think you're going to have to, for cash, well, I don't know if there's any cash anymore, but I think Kimmich is going to be an easy fade at 8,400. It's tough to consider him at those prices. I mean, when there is, you know, I mean, floor is not going to get you anywhere, and it's hard for Kimmich to score goals. So 8.4 seems tough. Malinowski, all those guys, Ansu Fati, I just can't do any of those guys. I think for me, it's either Bruno, or you go to Dani Parejo at 7.3, which I still feel is a little bit high for him. So, but at least 7.3 is a little bit more palatable. So, especially, you know, he has penalty kicks. So, there's some upside in him too. There is no Jorginho this time. So, you know, that helps everybody else's. I think that, you know, you can go... I mean, let's see what Sevilla has. I mean, Lamela at 5.9 seems decent. I mean, again, you know, Sevilla, we don't know if he's going to play more than 60 minutes, but Lamela might be a decent player. He takes corners when he enters the game, so it's not a bad play. What else I have? I mean, on the expensive side, I don't see much else than I like. I mean, I think Goretzka at that price is high. I'm not looking at the Malinowski or the Atalanta guys. It just seems like a not a good idea. Even though there's upside there for those prices, it's just rather go play Sevilla, rather go play Parejo, or even go and play Renato Sanchez. If he's, I mean, my luck last week was Checa, but he didn't play. So, yep. I mean, this is Renato. I think he's 3.8 or something like that.
So yeah, no, I'm on the same page as you last week. Or I think Renato Sanchez 3.8. Yeah, I don't see Xhaka in the expected lineups. I was gonna play Xhaka last week also. I think.
Yeah.
And then it ended up working out because I just switched it all to Jorginho. But anyways, yeah, back to the top. I'm with you. I would probably only pay for Bruno or Gnabry. I think Kimmich is okay. I think I like Kimmich a little bit better than you, but I agree with your overall point that you don't want just that floor. But I would find the 1100 to get to Kimmich over Danny Parejo. I don't know. I just can't roster Parejo. It seems he needs an assist almost to score over 10 points. It seems like, I thought 7,300. Yeah. I mean, you said it seems a little steep. It does seem a little bit steep, but I think he's taken 4 shots on the season in 12 games. And I don't like that. So paying down seems to make sense. Renato Sanchez, he played really well against PSG on Friday, yeah. Played 90 minutes, took most of their set pieces.
Yeah, he's getting back in shape, so this is it's a good outcome for him. So I like Renato Sanchez. I mean, is the problem is like I feel the salaries are getting. If we having the MLS problem, we have the mid season. Like after the algorithm gets data or like 3-4 games in, like all the good players are $8,000-$9,000. Everybody else is $3,000. So you get. You have to pick and choose what you want. Like, for example, I wanted Claudinho. I thought he's going to be cheaper than around 5,000 that last time, but now it's 6.5. So it's just hard to play him away from home, even in a decent matchup. I mean, then it's Juventus. Bernardeschi is not doing much. So you at 6.4, I'm just afraid that you cannot play him either. Coutinho, more of the same. So it's like between Renato and Parejo, let's say, is just a bunch of question marks, and they feel a little bit overpriced, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like Coutinho and Bernardeschi, I just couldn't do it. They need a goal. Like they don't do enough in the time that they're on the pitch, it seems like. In the cheap range, then. Yeah, I prefer Renato Sanchez, but what do you think about Shaparenko and Siganov for Kiev?
I like those guys. I like Shaparenko should take set pieces. He have a decent game against Barcelona. They play at home. Barcelona is definitely, I think Pique is not going to play. Their defense still in shambles. So it's not about, I like those guys. I like Siganov. I think, I don't know how to say it right, but, you know, he's decent play. And the 4,000 range is not bad. I also read that maybe Samu Chukwueze is going to start, maybe, for Villarreal. 4.4, that's not a bad place for him. He's kind of like, you know, shaky floor, but you know, he will be. I mean, it's not a bad choice to have a couple of those guys and on midfield. So if you want to get one expensive one, like either Kimmich or Bruno, you're gonna have to go to the bottom of the barrel here. So I mean, those are good choices. I think I like Shaparenko for floor. I like Siganov for upside. Definitely, I think Samu Chukwueze should be considered if he starts, right? So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'd have to have quite a bit of Chukwueze if he starts for 4,400. Yeah, like you said, I mean, no floor, and you know he's not going to play 90 minutes. He hasn't started a game all season, but he'll be playing in the front three if he starts. And Villarreal have the second highest implied goal total. So yeah, I think he makes a lot of sense. And the Kiev guys, I think you can take a chance on. It's not the greatest matchup, but like you said, this isn't the same Barcelona that we're used to.
Yeah, exactly. So that's right. I feel that, you know, it either go expensive, you're going to have to go. I mean, you might go expensive at forward. You have no choice, I feel. Then it's like you can get, I will get a couple of cheaper midfielders and then three decent defenders, fake Kimmich. But, you know, it will be fine to have Kimmich or Bruno if you can. So if you can have Bruno, Dybala, probably you're going to have to fail Lewandowski. But if the three of them, I think you're left with like 3.5 per position. So you don't have much to go unless Renato, a couple of cheap defenders. Hopefully the guys and their cheap star in Villarreal or elsewhere. So,
yeah. So let's move to defender. In the top range, do you have a favorite out of these expensive guys, or what are you thinking?
I think Jordi Alba is not a bad price considering how Barcelona is playing right now. If you think they're going to struggle and they have Luke de Jong up front, so there's a lot more crosses now coming for him that, you know, the size of Luke de Jong can compare to Messi or Suarez, a different team. So, and he's been doing well. I think for me, my favorites are the Sevilla guys. I think Acuna and Navas are pretty good plays. I think that, you know, if Sevilla needs to win at home, that's the only or the best way to try to get into the next round, especially now that, you know, Salzburg is winning and that group is heating up. So somebody needs to win at home. Sevilla really needs to win. I think for 5,000 each, Acuna is a little bit concerning to me because I feel that he has been iffy. Like he doesn't play full 90 lately, but Crossing Jesus is probably a safe place at 5.1, I think, for 10 points or an upside.
Yeah.
Luke Shaw is decent. He has some set pieces. For that price, it's not a bad play. What else? There's a bunch of guys. Like, you know, I'm hoping to, I saw Alberto Moreno in the starting lineup. I think he's 3.6 or something like that. The Liverpool guy, he's sometimes takes some set pieces as well, even with Parejo, because, you know, he's lefty. You have a favorite guy in a fullback. I think his replacement was pretty good. I mean, the guy that played in Switzerland, Pedraza, was pretty good. I know he had an assist. Mm-hmm. What else? Lucas Hernandez is relatively cheap. I think he's going to play fullback. I mean, he didn't have much upside in Portugal, but, you know, 7 points for 4,000, not the end of the world. I like the Villarreal guys if you can get them. I like the Sevilla guys if you can get them. Definitely, I'm not sure. I think Cuadrado with Dybala in, I think Cuadrado loses a little bit of the set pieces. Still, his price is not bad, but compared to what used to be like 8,000, they put it once. So,
yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah, there's a few guys maybe. Starting at the top, I like the Sevilla guys also. I'm also worried about Acuna. If you could guarantee me 90 minutes from Acuna, he might be like my favorite, but I don't know. It just, he hasn't been playing 90 for the most part. I like the Barcelona guys. I like Alba, and I've seen some expected lineups that has Dest playing, you know, more up top where he did the last time they played against Kiev. So I think that would be okay. And Jordi Alba too, you mentioned. Yeah, he's crossing a lot more. If you see a lineup, it'll show sometimes they'll show Jordi Alba in a back four at left back. But if Mingesa, is that his name? If he shows up at right back, they end up, you know, playing more of, Jordi Alba plays more as a wing back and Mingesa plays sort of as a third center back. So Alba gets higher up than people realize when you think you see him in a back four. Yeah, I don't mind Shaw. I like him more if they use five at the back. They were five at the back for the first time, I think, this season last week against Spurs. And Juan Bissaka had a great game. So I'd be okay with like Juan Bissaka if he played on the wing again. But I think I like the Zenit guys the most, actually, in that range. Because I think Douglas Santos is out, I believe. And yeah. Rakitsky took all the set pieces. I mean, I think he took all seven corners last game. And I think he took most of them the game before that, too. And like
when Douglas Santos is out, he takes the most of the corners, I think, and the direct free kicks.
Yeah, so I mean he'll be playing in a back three, which isn't great, but if Douglas Santos is out, I think it's okay. Yeah, Juventus are big favorites, but they're not the type of big favorite that makes you hate playing the other team against them. Like they'll give up some set pieces and some chances.
A much better team than Malmo or any of those other teams, you know, like I mean, even they odds don't look as good. Zenit, I mean, champion of Russia. I mean, they have good forwards. You know, as I know that Dishuva is injured, but Asmund is decent forward. Claudinho was pretty good. I think he takes some corners too. But Rakitsky is always great. You know, you have a defender as a center back in his price. You know, with set pieces, is always good. And he had direct free kicks, and I think he takes some penalties too. So it's a matter of like. You know, definitely a decent upside. I mean, if you have 3,000 and you're going to put, I don't know, but center back from Barcelona, put Rakitsky. I'd rather do Rakitsky in there. Yeah. I like the one Bissaka. I forgot they play three at the back. Maybe they repeat because it worked pretty well for them. Mm-hmm. And in that case, yeah, one Bissaka is not a bad play, especially at 3.7. That's decent salary. So yeah, we don't.
He had Wan-Bissaka playing on the right wing for the first time this season. He scored 11.3 against Tottenham on Sunday. Three was with a clean sheet, so 8 floor points. So yeah, not bad. And yeah, he'll put some crosses in too now that they have Ronaldo and maybe Cavani. So I like that. And then all the way down, I think you can play. I think you can play Karavayev, who's almost for sure going to start on the wing for Zenit. It's only 2,700. So, I mean, if you're looking for a punt, I think that's okay. If you want to play a fullback, I think Reinildo seems okay at 3,100. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about, you know, the all the way down?
Well, it's hard to go below. I like Karabaev. I think at that price, I mean, 3,000, that's probably the best. I don't know. Everything else down is just gamble, right? Like, let me see. I just don't see much besides, you know, one of, you don't want to play Otamendi or Fonte. I mean, there's any center back, let's see, just doesn't see anyone else that you can play here.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
I'm with you. I think it's just tough to go under. Yeah, I mean, Diogo Gonzalez was pretty decent, but I mean, just, this is scary. This is scary. Is Diogo his name? Yeah, Diogo, 3-3. So, Reinildo, 3-1.
Yeah.
I mean, Reinildo can be decent. You know, as they say, there's a lot of – it depends what you think, right, or how much salary you have left. Like, I mean, you're going to need one guy, I think, if you want to play three expensive forwards, you're going to need one or two guys on the three to 4,000 range. So, you know, pick the ones you like the best. On these guys, on the cheap ones, I don't mind Reinildo at 3-1. I think that's not a bad play. Karabaev is not bad. I'd rather go to Wan-Bissaka. Wan-Bissaka will be my favorite, especially if he plays three in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can go behind that. I like Cheki Selic. Sometimes he's good or bad. I don't know. I mean, that guy's not bad either. Just playing at home is tough. I mean, playing away from home is tough, but you know.
No, yeah, I agree with you. I think
the Champions League, they are not gonna lose you. I think they are not gonna lose you this late, but you know, they can help you if you either fail or not fail Lewandowski. So
right. Yeah, I agree. I think my top two would be, you know, Wan-Bissaka if he starts on the wing, and Rakitski if you don't see Douglas Santos in the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any thoughts on goalkeeper, our favorite position?
I would probably want to put Odiseas, which I was feeling great until Bayern scored like 3 goals in 3 minutes. So, But I think you gotta go the cheapest you can. I like the Kiev goalie since he's the cheapest away goalie, I think.
Yeah, cheapest home goalie.
Cheapest home goalie is usually good. Especially if you don't have any Barcelona, you can go with I guess it's gonna be Chris Kirsch. I don't know. Odoeski, I think one of those guys, they're all the same price. So you know. I like Black. I mean, he's still with the he had 4 saves and led 4 goals at the end. So, you know.
Yeah, and Bayern are going to shoot a lot, so he'll at least get some saves if you want to go all the way down. Are you considering paying it up at all? Like, I don't know, in tournaments maybe, or even cash. So you're going to pay down in cash then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I never considered playing because of the little upside goalkeeper has, but it seems that Neuer is getting a lot more shots now than before. I don't know if Bayern Munich has been a little bit less careless in defense. It's just a matter of, like, you if you want to pay for Neuer he can get you 14 points, 16 points. It's not bad for the return, but you're going to have to sacrifice Kimmich. You're going to have to sacrifice one of the good defenders. I mean, it's doable. It's doable if you play Ronaldo, you play Shaqiri, you play Wan-Bissaka, and then you go Renato, you might use the money. I mean, if you don't play Kimmich, you can use it, or Lewandowski, you can use the money for the goalkeeper. I feel that being so many matches, the goalkeeper is not going to win it for you most of the time, unless you get that outlier that gives you 20 points for 3,000. But I mean, I'd rather keep the outside on midfielder, on defenders I'd rather play a fullback or a wing back than a center back, if that's going to take me from Neuer to cheapest goalkeeper, so be it. So,
yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on these bigger slates. I'm always going to try to spend down at keeper and use that salary. You know, we these forwards are expensive, and yeah, like I'd much rather play a better defender than you know, punting a center back or something. So yeah, I agree. One thing I thought was a little bit interesting, if you're going to spend up at keeper, it's actually Bono who has the highest clean sheet odds. Sevilla have better clean sheet odds than Bayern Munich, Juventus, and Villarreal, and their goalkeeper is only the fourth most expensive. So I think he's okay. I think
not bad.
Interesting. Usually you don't see the fourth most expensive keeper having the best clean sheet odds. Yeah, okay.
If I have money to spend, I think, yeah, probably Bono doesn't look bad. David De Gea doesn't look bad either at that price. Maybe spending in the middle might be better, but I don't know, like, it's just you have a guy for 3.6 then has upside like Odiseas, you know, like, I know that it didn't work out this time, but he was, you know, I mean, I know 4 goals for Bayern came at the end, but yeah. No, I don't know. I feel that, I mean, I don't know. It's just goalkeeper, man. It's just tough to say anything.
I know, really. Like, just, you know, play whoever correlates in your lineup, really. It's weird. There's only two out of 12 keepers, there's only two that are mid-priced, De Gea and Musso. Every other goalkeeper is 5.5 or above or 4.1 or below. So, yeah, that's a little bit different. Okay. Yeah, I think that about covers it. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up? Anything we missed? Any off the board tournament plays you have? Or...
I wish I had anyone that I will. Oh, I'm gonna hide this for me, but
yeah.
I'm with you. I like Acuna. I hope that he doesn't start. He's not even in the squad, so I can play Agustinsson with confidence, right? And he always scares me because I think he is a very good player in this late, but if he's not healthy enough, he's gonna derail my lineups. I'm just trying to see if I can get right the Kimmich fade or not, and if I'm gonna fade him, what are the returns? Because as you say, you know, going from Kimmich to Parejo is not very good in general.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just trying to see, hey, if I can. I mean, for GPP, people are gonna go a lot of Bayern, and in that case, just play cheap defenders. So, that's where my head is at. I mean, I'm gonna be able to do okay playing three guys under 4,000 in defense instead of going with Acuna, Navas, and Alba, or Shaw, or Cuadrado. I'm gonna be okay. So, you know, just. Is the matter? I mean, they are riskier. I think they are riskier. But if you can get a double digit, 2x from those guys, you're gonna be good. So,
yeah, yep, I agree with you. I think that's the path. And yeah, for tournaments, I'll be looking to fade Kimmich also, and go for forwards or midfielders with higher upside. Always try to find that lower owned brace, or at least the guy who can score two for you at a little bit lower ownership. Just trying to scroll through and find somebody that we didn't mention. I'm not saying this guy's not going to be popular. He will definitely be owned, but it's usually not that much. I don't mind like taking a chance on Morata in GPPs. Juventus are in a good spot, and he's a type of player with hat trick upside. But yeah, okay. I think that's it. Anything else, Luis?
No, man, good luck, and good luck to everybody. I mean, it's just Champions League is now after the four, after three match days, the algorithm knows, everybody knows, the games are what they are. I'm just looking forward when we don't get these minnows anymore on the matches,
Yep. It'll be fun. And, Luis and I will be back tomorrow with a podcast for Wednesday. Thanks.
There are lineups, hopefully before, it's going to be 8, 9 p.m. Hopefully not, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Luis. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Take care, man. Good job, Ryan. Good to talk to you.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.